freshwater fish that grows up to 3 meters long and can weigh an incredible 200 kilos. It's called arapaima and is found in the Amazon River. It's known as the cod of the Amazon. Now, you may never have heard of it, but you may well want to taste it. It's supposedly incredibly tasty, and that's a problem for the arapaima. It's so sought after that fishermen are catching way more than they should. So scientists say overfishing and the lack of rules mean one of the largest freshwater fish in the world is in danger of extinction. Leonardo Costello is from Virginia Polytechnic and has been studying the species' decline.
So arapaima are kind of prehistoric fish. They're very distinct. They can grow up to 3 meters in length, and we think about 200 kilos in weight. I myself have seen fish almost of that size. And they are pretty unique in that sense that they are obligate air breathers. So this is a fish that actually will drown if it's not allowed to surface to breathe, pretty much like a dolphin. And the reason why the fish has evolved, you know, an obligate aerial breathing system is to be able to survive the hot waters of the Amazon River. And I like to say that, you know, it has the curse of being super tasty. So for centuries, has always been a key species on fisheries in the Amazon. But, you know, as a lot of things these days, in the last 50 years or so, has not been withstanding fishing pressure. So its populations have been declining.
How close, then, is this species to extinction?
I would think pretty far if we take the meaning of the extinction of all the species of this genus. However, what we have recently found is that in certain areas where there is little management, the populations are already extinct. And there is evidence that that process is going to continue, in other words, leading other populations to extinction. And I say, and I'm reluctant to say that it's the whole species or species complex is going to go extinct, because in other areas of the Amazon, where I also have worked, we have seen the recovery of these populations when we involve local people to do sustainable harvests.
Yet they do continue to fish for this.
Well, yes. In some areas they do, because fishermen face lack of alternative opportunities of job. So it's either fish out the fish to extinction or to local extinction, or to not be able to provide your family with basically sustenance.
So what's being done then to try to replenish the stocks of the arapaima?
So in the neighboring state of Amazonas, previous research, and I was involved in that, we have been able to show that local fishermen are able to count the number of arapaima in the lakes. Basically, just like what you and I would count the number of cows, so they're able to do population censuses. And work done by several NGOs has sought to use that with fishermen to try and determine sustainable harvest quotas. And it was hard in the beginning, but the experience with a few fishing communities showed that populations of arapaima recover rather quickly afterwards. And that, in turn, provided the fishermen with increasing economic returns.
So you're quite optimistic, then, about the future of the world's largest fish?
No, I'm in between. We have been working in Pará State for now for 5 years, and it was as part of this work that we obtained the data showing that arapaima is going extinct. And while we are trying and we see engagement from local communities, we face a serious lack of support from broader governmental institutions. In Amazonas State, the local progress done by local communities was supported by the government. In Pará State, that has not yet happened.
That was Leandro Costello there from Virginia Polytechnic. Now, government